From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton.
First rule of singing, get the rafters ringing.
My guest this week is global event designer Edward Parati. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited you're here. And right now we're going to hear Edward's art and culture suggestions to see, hear, and do right from home.
Your fear from interfering and let that sucker burst through. Raise your voice. Lift it up to heaven. Raise your voice.
First up is Golden Gate Park's weekly virtual concert series. Stream outdoor concerts and performances at the park from years past. This is also in recognition of the park's 150th anniversary, and the website also features some of the park's nature, art, and history. Edward, why this one? I know you're passionate about this pick.
Well, first off, being a native San Franciscan, I love Golden Gate Park. Some of those concerts I actually was at.
Oh, nice.
It's kind of cool. I miss that part of the city, right? And right now, I miss the whole idea of being outside and watching the movies and hearing the music and all that fun stuff. And Golden Gate Park just inspires such beauty, and with the buildings around it and so forth, I just thought it was such a cool thing for them to do, especially with their 150th anniversary.
Yeah. I know, and I agree with you. I mean, it's a beautiful park. I love going there. So it's nice that they're giving us the opportunity to bring the outside inside. That's Golden Gate Park's weekly virtual concert series. Watch it for free at GoldenGatePark150.com. Edward, your next pick is from Smuin Contemporary Ballet. Watch their Hump Day ballets every Wednesday for the entire month. Each week, a dancer or guest artist gives their own personal insights and anecdotes about a different performance. Have you had time to watch?
I've had time to watch, and I love the smaller companies, right? I love the passion that they have for their art and their peers and what they do. And with the smaller companies, you just, as you watch them talk and you watch them perform, it's one of those where you just feel it, right? I liked it to a point to where I didn't feel the need that I actually, you know, and granted, I can't wait to be able to go back and sit in the theater. But since I can't right now, I miss that emotion that things evoke. Mm-hmm. And I still get it when I watch it.
And that intimacy too. I mean, that you know, when it's this, like you said, when it's a smaller company, you pick up on that intimacy too as well in the performances.
Completely.
That's Hump Day Ballets every Wednesday from the Smuin Contemporary Ballet. Find out how to access the videos on their Facebook and Instagram pages or by signing up for their mailing list. Pick is something we need right now, which is a good laugh. Bats Improv in San Francisco is bringing us online shows as well. You can watch on Zoom on Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 p.m. They say on the website, if you want to know what they're doing, you have to tune in to find out. Have you been to Bats Improv so you can give us an insight of what we may experience?
So I just say, sit down, get the popcorn, crack open a beer, and just enjoy the ride. I mean, I connect with improv just because it feels like that's my life. Mm. That, you know, somebody throws you the ball and you've got to run with it, and then you've got to pass it back. And it's real, it's unexpected, you're not sure what's gonna happen. It's kind of the perfect vibe for what's going on right now. Every day is different. Every minute we're getting a different piece of information that contradicts the other one. We're living in improv, so why not have a good laugh with it?
You know, that's an interesting analogy, and I never thought about this like that, but that that definitely describes what we are experiencing. That's Bats Improv online shows. Get in on the fun Friday and Saturday nights, 7:30 p.m. on Zoom. Go to their website for details. I I've been speaking with global event designer Edward Perotti. If you want to see photos of some of his beautiful work, visit edwardaperotti.com. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit klw.org. And make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was engineered by Tark Buddha and produced by me. I'm Janae Darden.